Heather Spaulding is here to testify.
Good morning, Senator Brenner and Representative Tucker and members of the Environment and Natural Resources Committee. My name is Heather Spaulding, and I'm Deputy Director of the Maine Organic Farmers and Gardeners Association, MOFGA. I've submitted written comments on this bill, and I've also submitted comments in support of 1911. And I want to respect your time, so I'll save the bulk of my comments for the 1911 session. I would like to emphasize the urgency of environmental justice in our collective efforts to solve Maine's PFAS crisis. As the quantities of sludge added to the Juniper Ridge landfill increase, so does concern about the level of PFAS in leachate and the eventual release of PFAS into the Penobscot River. Juniper Ridge leachate contains PFAS 20 times higher than the state standard, and I just learned about the astounding level of PFAS in the Pine Tree landfill, also leaching into the Penobscot from Mr. Lippincott's testimony. For more than 16,000 years, the Penobscot people have lived in close relationship to the river, managing natural resources so that future generations could thrive. However, in a few hundred years, they've seen the destruction of precious land and water resources, and they've lost the ability to sustain themselves in traditional ways, and now are faced with extreme pollution of their ancestral land and water. MOFGA supports economic, environmental, and social justice for all people involved in our food system, including those who are most impacted by historic and present-day systemic oppression, including white supremacy, colonization, and extractive capitalism. The release of such vast quantities of toxic leachate from a state-owned facility directly into the sanctuary of the Penobscot Nation is a glaring example of systemic racism, and it's a travesty and it must be stopped. As we develop coordinated action to plan to prevent further PFAS contamination, it's imperative to take a precautionary approach, especially when it comes to historically underserved and marginalized communities that so often bear the brunt of environmental destruction. Thank you so much for all your work and leadership to address the PFAS problem in Maine.
Thank you, Heather Spaulding. Are there any questions from the committee? All right, thanks for joining us.